Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has a vision for the future of the world, and big surprise, Facebook is a key factor. Last week, Zuckerberg published a nearly 6,000-word politically charged manifesto on a range of issues, from using Facebook to create stronger offline communities to using artificial intelligence to weed out what he called sensationalism or fake news. For more, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kara Swisher is executive editor of Recode and host of the Recode Decode podcast. She interviewed Zuckerberg about his essay and is generally the big boss at Recode. Hi, Kara.
Generally, so, not every day.
Well, start with your conversation with Zuckerberg. What did he say he was aiming to do with this manifesto?
Well, let's begin by saying Mark Zuckerberg is probably the most earnest CEO in Silicon Valley. And so he was really quite genuine in doing this. I mean, a lot of people could look at this cynically, you know, and say Facebook's solution for world problems is more Facebook, which it is, which is what he actually did say in this essay. But I think he really cares about these issues, and they've been weighing on his mind, especially in this election when a lot of people have been attacking Facebook, sometimes very deservedly, for the proliferation of fake news and its impact on news and the way people get that news, and depending on how the quality of it. He's been very worried about it and how the platform's being used.
And he wants to use artificial intelligence to combat that. Explain.
Among other things. He wants people to be nicer, but that's like a big ask for the human race. I think what he's talking about is using artificial intelligence to figure out how to get people which one of these pieces of information is false and which is not. And that's a difficult thing because some things are in a gray area, as he's talked about before, and other things, it depends on your opinion. Some things are just true facts, of course, even though in this day and age people pretend they're not. There are such things as that. And so what he's trying to do is figure out how you can see patterns, how you can see how people read things. Often when people share headlines of articles they don't read, they're false, for example. They have a lot of signals. And when people read them and share them more than twice, there's all kinds of different ways to look at that. And, you know, it's not just news, but he was very troubled by a suicide that was live streamed on Facebook recently. It was very disturbing to him. And he said there's maybe signals to stop this before it happens or to stop it in mid, you know, crisis, whatever the crisis may be. But he also said you could use this artificial intelligence to track terrorists too. So that's a little more troubling, of course, is both those things, even though we want to prevent suicides, should you be really spying on people in their homes? Should you be able to track them such a way? Should you be able to use Facebook as a government agency, really, because that's what government agencies do, and that's already controversial when the government's doing it.
He specifically talked to you about globalization. What did he say? What was that about?
Well, he was trying hard not to say the word Trump, and there's no word Trump in any of it. But I think the issue is that when Facebook started, he said it was among the first lines in this essay, is that sharing globally didn't used to be controversial. Globalization did not used to be controversial. And so he was – I think he's troubled by the idea that there's an open question that we should be as global as we are. And of course, Facebook is predicated on a global platform. And so it's of concern to him that it's become controversial.
He is sort of apologetic in this manifesto, or it seems like there's something behind – yeah, tell us more about that.
Well, you know, he's more apologetic than most Silicon Valley people who are just arrogant about what they do. They don't see the consequences. I think this is the first moment I've seen from him where he's taken consequences. You know, the consequences of the massive Facebook platform might not be as good as he envisioned. And maybe there's some things they could tweak. And so this was more a letter to his employees, which he said several times, to talk about the future of Facebook. And I think one of the things another thing he's worried about is filter bubbles, is that Facebook was built around friends and family. And so what you tend to do are people that are like you. And so what you tend to do is go off into your little corners, and then there's no discussion or debate or, you know, an open discussion of ideas. And so one of the things he wants to push is that Facebook doesn't just bring you to people you know, but people you don't know and people that you might disagree with. And it also helps foment offline communities, that you can use tools on Facebook to build stronger offline communities. He believes that the decline of offline communities is one of the reasons our society has become so fractured.
Kara, Mark Zuckerberg, unlike some of his colleagues in Silicon Valley, is somebody who doesn't do a lot of interviews. It's pretty rare that you got to speak with him.
Yeah.
And maybe even more rare that he put out this manifesto, this 6,000-word manifesto.
He does write a lot. He's always on Facebook yammering about
What do you think about the fact that he did this and is willing to talk about it, wants to talk so much about this right now?
Well, I guess, you know, someone joked that it was the thesis at Harvard that he never completed because he never completed Harvard, you know, essentially. And he just wanted to write it. I did say he could use a little editing, Mark. Like, he just, like, it was like type, 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 type,
type. You said that to Mark Zuckerberg?
Sure. Why not? I mean, he did do it himself, apparently. That's what he says. And I think he did. It really does read like someone didn't have enough editing going on. And, of course, nobody wants to challenge Mark. But it definitely could have used a little judicious editing. It's long, and it's a rumination. And I think there's a lot of things going on in it at the same time. Someone did a 5-sentence version of it online. They put it into a computer and it came out just like 300 words, which was very funny. Huh. I sent it to him. I thought it was funny.
And that's Kara Swisher, executive editor of Recode. We'll link you to more about her interview with Mark Zuckerberg at hereandnow.org. Kara, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.